If you ever visit Saugatuck, you may have heard of kind of the vanishing city of Singapore, which was a couple of miles away. And they're going to have a very interesting ghost tour along the Kalamazoo River about that. And joining me to talk about it is the director of the Saugatuck Douglas History Center, Eric Golanik. And what exactly are you going to be doing?
That's great. Thanks for having me on. We're really excited about this tour, which will be on the Star of Saugatuck, which is a retro paddle wheel boat. And we'll be on the water seeing history where it happened from a really unique vantage point. And we'll be able to see and just take in the full setting for this lost town of Singapore buried in the sand dunes on the north shore of the Kalamazoo River.
And you're calling it a ghost tour. What happened to Singapore and when?
Right, yeah. So it's part of its history is tied up in westward expansion as Michigan just becomes a state in 1836 and 1837. And this town is really on the edge of the United States. And it's lumber that is bringing people and land speculators to western Michigan and the old Northwest Territory. And so there's a lumber boom through the mid-19th century. It's accelerated with the Great Chicago Fire in 1871. And it's very prosperous for West Michigan and timber barons there and mills there. But by 1875, that's it. The mills close. And once the town is abandoned, those sand dunes all around that settlement begin to drift and cover over the site itself. So by the late 1800s, people are referring to this site as Michigan's Pompeii, as this lost city that's been enveloped by shifting sands.
That is so weird. Has anybody ever attempted to dig it up?
Yeah, well, that's part of the lore of the place that's so fascinating to people and part of what we'll get to experience when we go on this cruise through history, because there's some fact and fiction about Singapore. When the mills closed in 1875, and it will be 150 years ago on September 29th that the last ships left with that mill equipment in the town closed, if you will, this year, this month. But once industry left, many of those buildings were moved to Saugatuck or were dismantled, repurposed for other things. So some of the fact and fiction, it's not quite like the Roman city of Pompeii that's completely buried and preserved under ash. There's certainly the site of Singapore and lots there, but much of it was moved off site.
Was anybody left still living there when it just kind of largely was abandoned?
There were some people that continued to live there on the site, but gradually, people made their way to other settlements in Saugatuck and Douglas by the late 1870s. So there were a few people kind of living there in this village, which had kind of lost its reason for being, its activity once the mills closed.
But apparently, there were still some banknotes circulating around. What exactly happened with that?
Right. It's another fascinating part of the Singapore story. This, we'll call it a frontier town in 1837. It's in 1837 that there's very lax and deregulated banking practices. And so individual communities, many of them in these remote outposts, created banks. Local banks, which would then issue their own paper currency, presumably backed by reserves in that bank, actual gold in those banks or U.S. banknotes. And these were known as wildcat banks for a variety of reasons, the most colorful of which is a pejorative description of these banks, like the Bank of Singapore. This bank would take your money and it would disappear into the woods in the night like a wildcat. This was one of many, many of these wildcat banks in Singapore. And indeed, by 1838, there was a huge economic collapse, the panic of that lasted for about a decade after this. And those banknotes, which were connected with the Bank of Singapore, were then worthless, right, as the when the bank went out of business and state regulation kind of came in to try to shore up the financial sector across the state in the wake of that panic.
Now, are there any remnants of Singapore left today?
Right. So we'll get to see the site. You'll be able to see some of the topography, of course, of the dunes and of the river. Some things have changed dramatically on the site. So there's no buildings, there's nothing above ground that would call out to you Singapore, but as an archaeological site and the landscape itself is really significant. Two things of note. One is that in 1906, the Army Corps of Engineers excavated a new channel between the Kalamazoo River and Lake Michigan. And it's quite near the bend in the river where Singapore was located.
When will this cruise be, and how much, and how can people get tickets?
You can come right to our website, which is at mysdhistory.org. That's mysdhistory.org.
We've been talking to the director of the Saugatuck Douglas History Center, Eric Golanik, about the Saugatuck Douglas historical boat tour along the Kalamazoo River exploring the ghost town of Singapore. That will be on September 29th. I'm Beth Fisher for WWJ News Radio 950.